Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another night, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I once again praise the mighty Yah for giving us this opportunity to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words. Tonight, we will be dealing with the judgment of 40. Last night, we dealt with the judgment of 20. And as I spoke to you before, there's seven different numbers. The seven most important numbers that you will deal with in the scriptures. Every date, every number in the scriptures is teaching us and showing us and speaking to us knowledge. And our people have ignored these things. And we must begin to understand what they mean. The scriptures teach us every word of Elohim is pure. And he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his word, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And I want you to ask the teachers, leaders of Israel, what these things mean, and let them tell you. And why would you ask them? Because these things that we're speaking to you about are the word of Yahweh. Why and what does it mean when Yahweh speaks of 20? What do it represent? What knowledge is it giving us? And what should we understand from it? And now we're speaking of the judgment of 40. But right before I go into the judgment of 40, there's one thing else that I want to share with you concerning the judgment of 20. As many of you all know, I brought to your attention last night that in the judgment of 20, 20 represents the age of man. Now, how do I know that? According to the scriptures, it says we are to begin numbering the men of war. And why the men of war? Because this is, well, it says number the men of war from the age of 20 years and above. And why them and why 20? Because that's when a man become a man. That's when a man is able to fight the battles of Yahweh. This is when a man is able to fight the wars of Israel. But this is also when a man become responsible. And responsible for what? Responsible for his own sins. This is why the scriptures teach us that all males are to appear before Yah three times a year, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before Yahweh empty. Every man must give what he is able to give from the blessing wherewith Yahweh had blessed him with. And he's not talking about a bunch of kids, a bunch of children. He's talking about men. The scriptures say, all the men of war in the wilderness died by the way because they had sinned and rebelled against Yahweh. And Yahweh consumed them in the wilderness for their disobedience. And all their children, which is everyone that was younger than 20 years old, them he brought into the land with two exceptions, Caleb and Joshua. The only two that was above 20 years old. In other words, they were considered a remnant. And this, in many cases, Yahweh's remnant. But I also want to show you one more thing before we get into the judgment of 40. And as I said, there are no numbers that's more important than these seven. The first one is seven. The second one is 10. The third one is 12. The fourth one is 20. The fifth one is 40, in which we'll be dealing with tonight. The sixth one is 49. And the seventh one is 50. But watch what it says concerning 20. One more time. I want you to see this. We had a little technical difficulty last night, so I didn't get an opportunity to show you this. And you'll read this in the book of Isaiah, the 13th chapter. Just show you two things. Just two things concerning 20. In the book of Isaiah 13, and watch what this says. I want you to pay close attention to this. And this is what it says in Isaiah 13. And I'm going to start at the sixth verse. And it says, "How are you? For the day of Yahweh is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt. And they shall be afraid. Pains and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that labors. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames." In other words, you read these words in a book, but you really don't understand the significance of the great horror, the great pain, and the great trouble that Yahweh is prophesying to us. You don't get it, because these are just words in a book. And I'm going to show you how you go about getting it, understanding it, and doing something about it. "Behold, the day of Yahweh come, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it." And this is the thing about sinners. Sinners have no nationality. In other words, a sinner, no matter if you're black or white, no matter if you're red or green, it don't matter if you're African, European, or Israel, a sinner is a sinner. And watch what it says. "For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in its going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, the wicked for their iniquity. And I will call the arrogance of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir." And that, it seems like it sounds like some good, that he's going to make a man more precious than fine gold. No, that's not good at all. What that is really saying is Yahweh is going to make a man rare, scarce, than even fine gold. You'll be able to find some gold before you will be able to find a man. That's how rare a man will be. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place. In the wrath of Yahweh hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. Now, how are you going to know when this is going to come about? How do you know when this time is at hand? Watch what it says. Watch the prophecy. And it shall be chase rope, and as a sheep that no man take it up, they shall every man turn to his own people and flee everyone into his own land. In other words, by the time you start seeing people returning home, now you know this is not talking about Africa. You know this is not talking about Russia. You know this is not talking about Australia. You know this is not talking about just any place. Because what land is everybody fighting to get in? And what land do you think everybody going to be fighting to get out? All these walls that they're talking about building, and they got the government shut right now. You think these walls is to keep people out? No, 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 my brothers and sisters. These walls are to keep people in, not out. Don't be tricked. Don't be bamboozled by your sagacious, cunning, serpent-like. And this will happen. Will happen. And what do this have to do with 20? Everything. Because he said he will make a man more precious than fine gold. He's not talking about children. He's talking about men. And according to the scriptures, a man is one that's 20 years old and above. Even though in the day of Yahweh's wrath, I must admit, it does say this in the 18th verse. Their bows also shall dash the young men to pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb, and their eye shall not spare children. So even Yahweh, in the day of his anger, will make a difference and will do something different than he would normally do. Furthermore, in the book of Isaiah 14, and watch what it says here. Still talking about and not just a man, our people, period. Watch what it says, Isaiah 14 and 1. For Yahweh will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land. And that will happen. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cling to the house of Yaakov. And the people shall take them, bring them to their place. And the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of Yahweh for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captives who captives they were. And they shall rule over their oppressors. And watch the third verse. And it shall come to pass, meaning in the future, in the day that Yahweh shall give you rest from your sorrow, because that's the only way you're going to be taken home. He give you rest from your sorrow. He's got to give you rest from your fear and from the hard bondage wherein you were made to serve. And little do our people know, today, our people don't even know hard bondage today. Hard bondage is far from the minds of our people. Everything our people work for today, they get paid for. But there's coming a time. You think the government shut right now? Just wait and see. This hard bondage, this fear, and this sorrow will be your reality. these things will be manifested in our time. And now we can get right into the judgment of 40. And what is the judgment of 40? So you can really understand what the judgment of 40 is, I want you to read the law. And maybe this will help you to understand it. All through the scriptures, Yahweh talk about this 40. But our people have ignored this judgment. They have ignored 40 altogether. And no longer do Yahweh want this ignored. And watch what the law says about this 40 in the book of Deuteronomy, the 25th chapter. Again, last night, the judgment of 20. Hopefully you did research and found out how many slaves came over on the first ship. Not 19, not 18, not 21, not 22, not 3,000 or 200 or 100, but 20. I hope you did research and found out the date that they came. Not September, not October, not the 15th, the 16th, or the 17th, but August the 20th. And why the 20th? And why 20 slaves? This is what you need to search out. Deuteronomy 25, and watch what it says. We're talking about the judgment of 40. And we're going to start reading at the very first verse.
If there be a controversy between men and they come into judgment, that the judges may judge them.
In other words, it's a controversy between men. And I'm here to tell you there is a controversy, but it's not between men. This controversy is a controversy between Yahweh and his people. Yahweh and the inhabitants of the earth. Yahweh and the wicked. Yahweh and the sinners. This is the controversy that Yahweh has. And watch what he says about this controversy.
Then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked.
That's in all controversy. And Yahweh is the righteous. So there's a lot of people that Yahweh will come to condemn. And watch what it says.
And it shall be, if the wicked man be worthy to be beaten, that the judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face according to his fault. By a certain number.
By a certain number. And what is this number?
40 stripes he may give him, and not exceed, lest if he should exceed and beat him above these with many stripes, then thy brother should seem vile unto thee.
And here it is, 40 stripes. And people don't even understand what this 40 represents. Well, little do people know, 40 is the judgment of Yahweh. 40 is the order of five. And 40 is what Yahweh would use to test our people, to test their willpower, their commitment, to test their most depth and deep part of the heart. Yahweh want to know what's really in your heart. Are you a real man or a fake man? Are you committed or a pretender? Are you true or are you false? And our people right now is under a test. And our people who will make it out of this will undergo even a deeper test. And I know that you under the impression that all you have to do is wait on Yahweh and you will be saved, you will be delivered, and you will be redeemed. And I'm here to tell you, it's going to take more than that to get into the kingdom of Yahweh. And we're going to show you how to get in that kingdom. But you got to understand Yahweh's test. And let me show you. Let's read about Yahweh's test. Something you should already know about. The teachers should have been telling you. And the leaders should have been preparing you. And little do our people know, not only they are under a test, but here it is. Our people, being in the last days. And if you're an Israelite and you don't think or know that you're in the last days, you're in for a big surprise and shock. And if you wait on JC to return, you in for a bigger shock, because that ain't happening. Turning to our people is wrath, anger, and destruction from the Most High. Watch this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. 40 stripes he may give him. And let's see what this 40 is all about, since we are in the last days. And let's see if this is any relevant to our people. I may add, though, some people get it. Some people know it. Some people understand it. Right now, we called out to the people, out to the leaders, to let them know that we understand what Yahweh said is true. And what he has prophesied, not one of his words shall fail us or fall the ground. The thing in which it was prophesied to do, his word will not come back void. And so many of us have entered into a fast, a covenant and a fast. To fast 40 days and 40 nights. And you're going to see why we entered into that fast. And I may add, it's not too late for you. All you have to do is purpose your heart to humble yourselves before Yahweh. And we're going to teach you how before it's too late. Here it is, Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, starting at the very first verse. Now, watch this.
All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which Yahweh sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which Yahweh thy Elohim led thee these 40 years in the wilderness.
Yeah, well, remember all the way which Yahweh led you these 40 years. In the wilderness. Little do our people know, they wasn't even supposed to be in the wilderness for 40 years. But nevertheless, our ancestors were. And Yahweh say, remember this way. Remember these 40 years in the wilderness. And what do we want us to remember about it?
To humble thee.
To humble you.
And to prove thee.
And to test you.
To know what was in thine heart.
And we need to know what's in our heart. Are you a coward or you have courage? Are you with him or are you against him? Are you committed or are you a pretender? Do you have one heart or are you double hearted? He wants to see what's in there. And watch what happens.
Whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no.
He want to see, are you going to keep his commandments or not? Since the fear of Elohim and the keeping of his commandments is the whole duty of man. He want to see if you understand that. Or are you one of these brothers and sisters that say the law is done away with? Or some of these Israelites that teach you don't have to keep the law in captivity? He want to see. And watch what it says.
And he humbled thee.
And he humbled you.
And suffered thee to hunger.
Yeah, because that's what's going to happen. There's nothing new under the sun. Anytime Yahweh wanted to get our people attention, there's two things he did. He made them work hard. It's called hard bondage. And he made them hungry. And you withhold food from a man, you'll see exactly where his heart is. Just like if you feed a man, you know where his heart is. And watch this. Watch what happens.
And fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh doth man live.
Yeah, see, that's what they forgot. You so worried about being hungry, you forgot man don't even live by bread only. And let me tell you, this lesson must be given again. Because our people don't value the word of Yahweh. Let's see if you value the very food that you're eating. Continue reading.
Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell. All these 40 years,
you had a lot of good that you could have been rejoicing about. There's a lot of good. You didn't get sick. Your feet didn't swell. Your clothes didn't rot. But yet, the whole time, our people complain, as they doing today. Now, how you going to complain that you in jail when you know that you deserve to be in jail? When you know you're guilty and you did the crime. And when you do the crime, it's only makes sense the time. And this is not Christianity where somebody else pays the price for you. That's Christian talk. That is mythology. That's not the real thing. It makes no sense for somebody to pay the price for the crime you did. Even though, because of that Christian philosophy, now here it is in the hood. Now you got people locked up in jail for someone else. And that came straight out of the church. And the people who committed the crime out on the streets and ain't doing no time. And they watching, looking at their brothers do the time. And they the ones did all the crime. Yeah, that comes straight out of Christianity. Watch this.
Thou shalt also consider in thine heart.
Consider in your heart. Think about this. Consider this thing.
That as a man chasteneth his son, so Yah, thy Elohim, chasteneth thee.
So don't think you're going to escape the wrath of Yahweh. You deserve punishment. We deserve correction. We deserve those stripes that Deuteronomy, the 25th chapter, spoke of. 40 stripes. And watch what it says.
Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahweh thy Elohim, to walk in his ways, and to fear him.
And to fear him.
For Yahweh thy Elohim bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks and of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees, and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass.
So in other words, you want all this stuff, but you don't want to do nothing to receive it. You don't want to do nothing to earn it. Well, I'm here to tell you, that ain't how Yahweh works. Yahweh will test you. And let me show you how our people even got 40 years. Go to the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter. Because it didn't even start with 40 years. Let me show you how it started and what took place, so you can understand what the judgment of 40 is all about. And I know other people ain't teaching you this, but we are. Because we want you to know the truth. Because we don't have a whole lot of time to be messing around. And we're going to show you why. In the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter, start at the 20th verse.
And Yahweh said, I have pardoned according to thy word. Truly, as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of Yah, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice.
And we're going to talk about these 10 temptations, these 10 times that Yahweh was tempted. And tempted to what? Tempted to destroy our tail, our ancestors' tail. And they deserved it. But watch what Yahweh will do.
Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it.
Can you understand what this is saying? Here it is. Our people was delivered, redeemed, and saved out of Egypt. In other words, they was halfway there. You, at this point, at this time, all you can, you, it's like, all you got to do is pucker up and get ready to kiss the earth, because you free. You home. You going into the promised land. But they tried to kiss the earth before they even got there. And the test was not over. And watch what happened. Here it is. They out of Egypt. And still didn't make it to the land. And it wasn't because of their enemies. See, today our people blame everything on their enemies. The Egyptian was long gone. And only people they can blame is they self. And watch what happens.
But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully.
Follow me fully.
Him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow turn you, and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And Yah spake unto Moshe and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation?
How long I have to deal with this evil congregation?
Which murmur against me.
Always talking about, always complaining. We don't have water. We don't have food. We were just brought out here to starve. It's too hot. It's too cold. I'm just complaining.
I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmured against me.
Who leading us? It's the leader's fault. It's their fault. All the people in the congregation is evil, but I'm righteous. Just complaining. Never satisfied and never able to see Yahweh's glory, Yahweh's righteousness, Yahweh's mercy, Yahweh's goodness. All you can see is something to complain about. And why? And don't even realize that this is a test. It's a test. And watch what it says.
Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith Yahweh, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me.
And why 20 years old and upward? Because Yahweh know once you turn 20, according to Yahweh, now you're responsible for what come out of your mouth. You're responsible what you do with your hands. You're responsible what you think in your head. You're responsible what manifests in your heart. You're responsible for what you do with your feet and how you're going to walk. You're responsible. And since you're responsible, this is what his judgment is for you.
Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear unto make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness.
And little do people know, all it takes is 40. 40, whether it's 40 days, 40 years, Yahweh is going to show who you really are. And in this case, it was only 40 days. Yahweh just wanted the people to die out. That's the only reason why it took 40 years. And watch what it said.
After the number of days in which he searched out the land.
And how long was that?
Even 40 days, each day for a year, shall ye bear your iniquities. Even 40 years.
Even 40 years. And watch and look what they flushed down the toilet. Look what they buried in the ground. Look what they threw over the mountain. Look what they threw out of the window of a speeding car, a winning ticket. Look what they got rid of.
And ye shall know my breach of promise. I, Yahweh, have said, I will surely do this.
You shall know my breach of what?
Promise.
In other words, what was the promise? The promise was the promised land. That's what you threw out the window. You thought you were some Christian and you were saved, as our people in captivity talking about. They saved. They redeemed. And they're blessed and highly favored. My goodness, you don't know you're a slave in captivity? You don't realize you here for your iniquities and the punish and your sins? You saved from what? You're blessed from what? All I can pray is that you understand what it takes for this promise to be fulfilled. Because right now, you're under a test. And it's called the judgment of 40. That's what it's called. And let me show you something else. Not just there. Watch this. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter. Here it is. Our people are supposed to be some big, bad wolves. You know how the big, bad wolves say, I'm going to blow the house down? And they puffed and puffed. And the house didn't go nowhere. And our people puffing. They huffing. And they ain't doing nothing. Watch what it says in 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter. And we're going to start reading at the second verse. And I'm giving you the background on this story so you can understand we're the same people. And you can think we ain't under a test. You can think you can just walk in the land as you are. You can think, well, I'm going to wait till I get to the wilderness of the people. You don't think nothing going down here in America? No, there's a lot of stuff going down here. There's a lot of stuff going down around the country. And you're going to see it with your own eyes. And you ain't going to have the excuse, well, nobody told me. No, you've been told. And you have heard. You just didn't do. And watch what it says, 1 Samuel 16:2.
And Samuel said, how can I go?
Start at the first verse so people can understand what this is saying.
And Yahweh said unto Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons.
I provided me a king among his sons. And here it is. As we told you, there's nothing new under the sun. Yahweh already said in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, the root and offspring of who? Jesse shall return. And our people would think that's talking about somebody else. And Yahweh said he's already provided us a what? A king. But they will ignore that and try to make this king somebody else. That's the reason we in a pitiful condition that we in today. Because we refuse to hearken and obey the voice of Yahweh. But watch what happens, because this is a test.
And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And Yah said, take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to Yahweh, and call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which Yahweh spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably, I am come to sacrifice to Yahweh. Sanctify yourselves, and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely Yahweh's anointed is before him. But Yahweh said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For Yahweh seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but Yahweh looketh on the heart.
Yeah, Yahweh looketh on the heart. And this is what people forget. They looking at a man and looking at this man and saying, well, no, this is Yahweh's anointing. That one ain't Yahweh's anointing. We're worse than our fathers today. At least our fathers looked. Today, they're not looking for Yahweh's anointing at all. They're not looking for one that Yahweh would choose. They're not looking for no one that has the spirit of Elohim at all. They would rather put every man in the same boat. Oh, he's just a man. Well, we will see. If what you're saying is the truth, or what Yahweh has already prophesied is the truth. And watch what it says, because we're talking about the judgment of 40. And I'm letting you know, this is just a test. Yahweh is testing everybody right now. And watch what it says.
Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath Yahweh chosen this. Then Jesse made Shema to pass. And he said, neither hath Yahweh chosen this. Again, Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel.
And you know, Yahweh wouldn't have never went to Jesse's house if Yahweh thought Jesse's sons was not worthy to be considered. Yes, they were all worthy to be considered. And Yahweh would have 7 of the sons of Jesse to pass by. And it was not one of those 7 sons. But little do people know, Jesse had 8 sons, not 7. And watch what it says.
And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look on to. And Yahweh said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of Yahweh came upon David. From that day forward, so Samuel rose up and went to Ramah.
So Yahweh has chosen. Yahweh chosen his king, the one that he didn't look on his outer appearance. He looked at his heart, and Yahweh said, this is the one. Now you needed to see this. You needed to read this, because sometimes Yahweh will do things. He will show you the ending from the beginning. And then sometimes Yahweh will show you the beginning. In other words, you don't even know what's coming down the pike. And then next thing you know, he will inform you, let you know before the end transpires. Well, Yahweh already showed Jesse's sons, man, this is your king. He already showed Jesse's sons that this is my anointed. He already showed Jesse and his brother and Jesse's sons, David's brothers, that this is whom my spirit shall be with. But let me show you what happened so you can see. Even though Yahweh will choose, Yahweh's spirit will fall upon the head of his anointed, where he will do great exploits, things that are not done, things never seen, things that are not even known. But yet, he will still be treated like a man, like a nobody. Watch this. In 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, and start reading at the 12th verse.
17th chapter?
Yeah, 1 Samuel 17. But start at 4th verse, 1 Samuel 17.
And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him.
In other words, this was a mighty champion that the Philistines sent before Israel. Now remember, the first story we read was about our people staying in the wilderness for 40 years. And why did they have to stay in the wilderness for 40 years and be tested, be hungry? Because they spied out the land 40 days, and they came back with a report. And let me tell you the report they came back with, that there was giants in the land. In other words, our people, deep down inside, was cowards. Now, mind you, this is after they had seen what Yahweh had done for them. This is how, even though Yahweh had delivered them with great deliverance, did signs, wonders, by temptations, Yahweh will save them. And they flush all that down the toilet and said, man, we can't do nothing with these giants. Cowards. Men of war. And once again, here it is. Here go the test. This big, giant Philistine. Yeah, he was big, weighed a lot, iron all around him, shields and swords and everything. But what can a shield and a sword and weight do against Yahweh? I don't care what his helmet weighed. What do you think Yahweh weighed? But no, Yahweh ain't nowhere in their mind. Likewise, you're going to see Yahweh ain't in yours either. And watch what happens.
Verse 8. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine? And ye servants to Saul, choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now, David,
didn't I tell you, cowards, men of war? And watch what happens.
Now, David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons, and the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn.
Which was the first one that Saul, or Sam, you said, passed before me.
And next unto him, Abinadab.
And that was the second one that Samuel said passed before me.
And the third, Shema.
And he was the third one that Samuel said passed before me.
And David was the youngest. And the 3 eldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days.
How many days?
40 days.
How many days?
40 days.
Because that's all it takes to see what's in a man's heart. That's all it takes to see what a man will do. That's all it takes for the judgment of Yahweh. Why do you think Yahweh reigned on the earth 40 days and 40 nights? Because that's all it took to destroy all life on earth. 40 days and 40 nights. That's all it took. And when Yahweh want to see what you really about, all it takes is 40. That's it. That's it. It's a test. It's judgment. And Yahweh have already tested you. But this 40 is so you can see yourself and watch what the people began to see. Here it is. This one man came 40 days to defy the armies of Israel. And what did they do? Did they say, enough is enough? I will fight. Yahweh is on my side. If Yahweh be with us, we will prevail. Did they say anything about Yahweh? No. They did what our people are doing today. They talking real good, real bold. But then when the fight is ready to convene, They're going to show who they really are. And the beautiful thing about Yahweh, he's going to give you 40 days to decide whether you want to engage or not. And you're going to show who you are. And many of our people are already showing who they are. And watch what it says.
And Jesse said unto David, his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army, and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them.
In other words, the battle was array. In other words, they was already set to fight. But the reason why there was no fight, reason why nothing jumped off, is because they refused to answer the call of this uncircumcised Philistine. And when David came up, once again, on this 40th day, this big Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, defied the armies of Yahweh. And watch the 24th verse.
And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man,
when they saw the man,
fled from him.
They ran
and were so afraid.
And they were very afraid.
And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel.
In other words, all they thinking about is money, women, and power. That's it. Nothing about Yahweh. Nothing about sovereignty. Nothing about freedom. All their thoughts is vanity. Continue reading.
And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth the Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living Elohim?
This is the first time Elohim is even mentioned. And who was it mentioned by? David. And watch what happened.
And the people answered him after this matter, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart. For thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle.
You forgot who God anointed? You forgot who had the spirit of Elohim? You forgot that Yahweh chose David as king of Israel? You was just at the feast. You was just at the sacrifice. And all y'all, he got anointed in the midst of you, his brethren. You the main one should know that this is not vanity. But when you can't see, you can't see. All it takes is 40 days. Continue reading.
And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spoke, they rehearsed them before Saul. And he sent for him. And David said unto Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this these Philistines.
You know, yeah, all these men scared. Don't let no heart faint because of him. You know what Yahweh said about the faint-hearted? When we go to war, if there be any faint-hearted among our people, send them home with the women and children. That's what you do with the faint-hearted. And they were faint-hearted. And will you be faint-hearted? 40 days, Yahweh seen what was in their heart. And that's all it takes to see what's in yours. And watch what happens.
And Saul said unto David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine, to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said to Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living Elohim.
Once again, the only time the Most High is mentioned, not even by Saul, it was by David. Go ahead.
David said, moreover, Yahweh that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and Yahweh be with thee.
Well, he could have been said that. And watch what happens.
And Saul armed David with his armor and helmet of brass upon his head.
Let's get to the point. The point is the 45th verse.
Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will Yah deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is an Elohim in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that Yahweh saveth not with sword.
Not with sword.
And spear. For the battle is Yahweh's, and he will give you into our hands.
And how many times we got to learn this lesson? We think if we don't have a gun, we think if we don't have a lawyer, we think if we don't have a doctor, we think if we don't have all these things around us, that we got to lose a battle. And Yahweh don't need spear, don't need sword, and don't need no man. All you have to do is learn to go into in the name of Yahweh, and Yahweh would deliver whatever it is into your hand. But you must believe in Yahweh. And we're going to teach you how to believe in Yahweh. Because today, our people are under a test. All it takes is 40 days. And I'm telling you right now, we're failing the test as a people. Watch this. I want you to see in the book of Exodus 24. Watch what happens. We're talking about the judgment of 40. It don't take much. It don't take long. And Yahweh will see what you already know. But he wants you to know what's in that heart. Do you have courage? Or deep down inside, are you a coward? Are you righteous? But deep down inside, are you a sinner? Are you about the truth? Or are you nothing but a cold-blooded liar? What are you? Yahweh gonna see. So you can see. Exodus 24, the 13th verse.
And Moses rose up and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of Elohim. And he said unto the elders, tarry ye here for us until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount, and the glory of Yahweh abode upon the Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days, and the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And in the sight of the glory of Yahweh was like a devouring fire on top of the mount of the in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount, and Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights.
He was there 40 days and 40 nights. And what will transpire in these 40 days and 40 nights? Now, we know what Moses did. Moses was receiving the Ten Commandments. Moses was receiving the word of Yahweh. How do you think we know about the 7 days of creation? How do you think we know about Adam and Eve? How do you think we know about the Garden of Eden? How do you think we know about Noah and Shem, Ham, and Japheth? How do you think we know about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? How do you think we know about all that took place in Egypt? Yes. Because of Moses. Not because of the book of Jasher. Not because of the book of Enoch. Not because of the book of Jubilees. Not because of the New Testament. Not because of the Quran. Not because of the book of the dead. But because of Yahweh's servant, Moshe. And when that's what Moshe did. That's what Moses did. But what did the people do 40 days and 40 nights while Moses was in the mount? And let me show you what they did in the book of Exodus 32. All it takes is 40 days. The judgment of 40. And watch what happens. Exodus 32 and 1.
And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount.
And how long was he there?
40 days and 40 nights. The people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us Elohim, which shall go before us. For as this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we know not what has become of him.
We don't even know what become of him. Make us gods, which shall go before us. Because we don't know what happened to this Moshe. Well, why don't you look for him? Why don't you call him? Why don't you search for him? Why don't you send scouts? But no. What you want to do is what's really in your wicked heart. And it's all it takes is 40 days for it to be manifested. That's all it takes. And watch what happens.
And Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. and he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he made it a molten calf. And they said, these be thy Elohim, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to Yahweh. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And Yahweh said unto Moses, go get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, these be thy Elohim, O Israel, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt.
Just cold-blooded. I mean, we know who brought them out of the land of Israel. And then they're just going to make something and say, this brought us out of the land of Israel. And then they're going to sacrifice to it. And then they're going to worship it. And then they're going to bow down to it, have a feast to it, make burnt offerings to it. And at this time, you know how many burnt offerings they made unto Yahweh at this time? None. Zero. But yet, this idol, this carved, molten, graven image, they will sacrifice unto it. And watch what happens. Ninth verse.
And Yahweh said unto Moses, I've seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people.
And how long did it take Yahweh to show them that they was a stiff-necked people? 40 days, 40 nights.
And Moses,
Now therefore,
let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought Yahweh his Elohim and said, Yah, why does thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt, with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thy own self, and saidest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And Yahweh repented of the evil which he thought to do to his people.
And little do people know the only reason that Yahweh repented of the evil that he thought to do unto the people is because Moses sought him and asked him to remember the covenant and the promise of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Yahweh repented of that evil because rather than thinking about a bunch of sinners, Yahweh thought on his righteous servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The very thing Yahweh told us that must happen in order for him to spare us. And watch this. Just to show you what I'm telling you is the truth. Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. Because all it takes is 40 days and 40 nights. And Moses and Noah's 40 days and 40 nights, soon as he got off that ark, he built the altar, sacrificed unto Yahweh, and Yahweh said, I'm sorry for destroying man by the flood waters. because of his righteous servant Noah. And here it is. What would you do for Yahweh to look at you and say, my goodness, I'm going to repent of the evil that I thought to do unto you? And watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, in the 24th verse. Start there.
For Yahweh thy Elohim is a consuming fire, even a jealous Elohim. When thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image, or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of Yahweh thy Elohim, to provoke him to anger.
Now watch this. We already did that. We did exactly that. Go ahead.
I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land, whereunto you go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither Yahweh shall lead you. And there ye shall serve Elohim, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell.
And that's where we at today, serving other things, idols, the works of man's hands, that can't see, can't hear, can't eat or smell. In other words, can't save you from yourself. Can't help you at all. And that's our reality that has been manifested before us, right before our eyes today. But look what Yahweh said, how we get out of it. And let's see if you're doing this.
But if from thence, thou shalt seek Yahweh thy Elohim.
You shall seek Yahweh your Elohim.
Thou shalt find him. If thou shalt seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, when thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to Yahweh thy Elohim, and thou shalt be obedient unto his voice, for Yahweh thy Elohim is a merciful Elohim. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them.
See, if you do this, and one last thing I want you to see in the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter, turn there. Because now we're talking about the judgment of 40. We're talking about this test, how Yahweh will prove you, how he will test you. And watch what it says in Leviticus 26, the 39th verse.
And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity, in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers,
uh-huh,
with their trespass which they trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts be humble.
If their uncircumcised hearts be humble. Why do you think here at the House of Israel, here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, called and let the people know we will fast to Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. Did not we just show you the judgment of Yahweh? Who do you think inspired us, if it was not Yahweh, to fast 40 days and 40 nights? And why? Because we her Yahweh. And he said, if our uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and what else?
And they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity.
And accept your punishment of your iniquity. You begin to understand it's not their fault. It's not your enemy's fault. It's not the heathen fault. It's not the wicked fault. It's not Donald Trump's fault. It's your fault why you have sinned, why you have wrought iniquity. Nor is it your father's fault. You have done this unto yourself. But if you accept of your punishment and your uncircumcised heart be humbled, go ahead.
And they then accepted the punishment of their iniquity. Then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember. And I will remember the land.
And brothers and sisters, we need Yahweh to remember the covenant of our fathers. Because this is where the promise lies. It lies with them. And let it not be another breach of promise as it was in the days of old. And make no mistake about it, it will be a breach of promise if you do not hearken unto Yahweh. Yahweh said he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Please, my brothers and sisters, understand and know Yahweh. All it takes is 40. In the midst of a 40-day and 40-night fast, listen to Yahweh before the decree bring forth. Listen to Yahweh before the day passes the chaff. Listen to Yahweh before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you. Seek meekness. Seek righteousness, that you might be hid in the day of Yah's anger. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Mercy and his love and kindness, 'cause I know that I ain't worthy.